Shalom to all! In today's Afya Mishnayos, we're going to be getting the brand new Masechta, Maseches Menachos, and learning all the way through Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalid. This Masechta is mainly about Karbonos Mincha, but also about Nesachim, wine libations. Now, very often, when the Gemara discusses Karbonos, it refers to animals and birds, and Menachos tend not to get too much focus, therefore we tend to know less about them. Well, after this Masechta, we should hopefully be a bit wiser. Here's a few basic things about Karbon Mincha. Number one, all Menachos are from finely sifted wheat flour, except for two. All Menachos have Shemen Ulevina, olive oil and frankincense, which is a spice, except for two. Now, some menachas are fried, others are baked, while some don't have either done to them. Furthermore, menachas are divided into two categories. There's minchas nedava, which one donates, and then there's minchas chayva. This is something that he has to bring. For example, if he did an avera, or if he has to bring a different carbon and it comes along with a carbon mincha, kind of like when you order a steak at a restaurant and it comes along with a salad. Now, chayva is further divided into two categories, yachid and sibur. There's a private mincha, that's a yachid, and then there's a minchas sibur that's brought for the entire congregation. Now, here's another important thing regarding menachas. Just like with animal karbanos, which have four basic avodas, shchita, kabbalas hadam, that's catching the blood in a vessel, haylacha, bringing the blood to the mizbeach, and zrika, sprinkling it or throwing it on the mizbeach, menachas also have four key avodas. Kmitza is removed, that's kind of like the shchita, and we're going to see at the end of the second mishnah exactly what a kmitza is, but the basic idea is that it's a scoopful taken out, then afterwards it's placed into a kli, that's like the kabbalah, then it's brought to the mizbeach, that's the haylacha, and it's burned on the mizbeach, which is the aktara, that's the four avodas of a mincha. And as we said, this is a very basic overview. There's many, many more details. Each mincha has its own set of specifics, ranging from how much flour and oil is used to how to prepare the actual mincha, and of course, many different troubleshooting issues that might arise. So without further ado, we begin with Mishnah Aleph. Kol menachas shenikmatsu shalai lishman, all menachas that the kmitza was taken shalai lishma, he had the wrong intention, ksheiros, the mincha is still kosher, it still could be brought, and the leftovers are eaten by kehanim, ela shalai alu ba'al mishom chayv. It just doesn't count for the owners as their chayv. They have to bring the mincha again. They didn't fulfill their chiv of bringing this carbon mincha. But again, it's still kosher. It can be brought on the mizbeach and it could be eaten by the kehanim. Chutz minchas chayte minchas knais, except for these two minchas, a minchas chayte is mincha that has to be brought for doing one of three averos, and minchas knais is also known as a minchas saita. These two, if they're done shaloi lishma, they do not count at all whatsoever, and they are apostle completely. Continuing to discuss this, minchas chayte minchas knais, shekamatzal shaloi lishman, these two minchas that we just mentioned, Chayte and Kenais, that the Kemitza was taken off Shalai Lishma, or Nasan B'chli, V'hilech, V'hikter Shalai Lishma, if the Kemitza was placed into a Kli, or it was then carried to the Mizbeach, and then burned Shalai Lishma, Ay, Lishman, V'Shalai Lishman, or the first intention was Lishma, and then the intention was Shalai Lishma, Ay, Shalai Lishman, V'Lishman, or the intention was Shalai Lishma, then he had a Lishma intention, in all these cases, P'sulais, their Pasol. And we just clarify, Ketzel Lishman, V'Shalai Lishman, what does that mean? That he had an intention Lishma, and then he had an intention Shalai Lishma, L'Shem Minchas Chayte, first, his intention was for this carbon mincha, the minchas chayte, but then he had intention for minchas nedava, for mincha that's donated. That's lishma, then shalai lishma. What about the next case? Shalai lishman v'lishman. What's the reverse? L'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chayte. First, he has intention for minchas nedava, then minchas chayte. In all these cases, the minchas pasal. Moving on to Mishnah Beis. Achas minchas chayte, v'achas kol menachas. Whether we're talking about minchas chayte or it could be any carbon mincha, shekmatzan zar, if a non kohen took off the kmitza, or all the next examples are referring to a kohen, but the kohen himself has some sort of issue, namely oinein. He had the status of an oinein, which means one of his immediate relatives died that day, so he's not allowed to do avoda. Or tevul yaim, he was tamei. He went to the mikveh that day. That's why we're calling him a tevul yaim. He immersed that day, but he still didn't wait for harav shemesh. He didn't wait for nightfall yet, so he can't do avoda. Or mechusar begadim, he's missing some begadim. He's not wearing all the big day kahuna. Or mechusar kippurim, he's lacking atonement, which means he was tamei to such an extent that he not only had to go to the mikveh, but he also had to bring a carbon the next day, so it could be that he went to the mikvah and there was harav shemesh, but he still didn't bring his carbon yet. Or shalei ruchos yadayim raglayim, he didn't wash his hands and feet before doing that avodah. Ariel, he doesn't have bris milah. Tamei, he's tamei. Yoshev, or he's sitting when he does the kmitza. Or Amel Gabi Kalim, he's standing on top of Kalim. He's standing on something. His feet aren't on the floor of the Hazar of the Beis HaMikdash. Or Al Gabi Behema, he's standing on an animal. Or Al Gabi Raglei Chaveroi, he's standing on the feet of his friend. He's standing on the feet of a different kayin. In all these cases, if he did the kmitza in such a situation, pasal, he totally pasaled it. Another din, kamatz b'smoil, lest he did a kmitza with his left hand, not his right hand, pasal, he pasaled it. However, Mesera says, Yachzir, v'yachzor, v'yikamatz b'yachzor. a man, he should just put back the kmitza into the rest of the mencha and then go back and take off a kmitza with his right hand. According to Mbaseira, taking off a kmitza doesn't passel the mincha, you just have to redo it. Now let's say, Kamatzva ala biyadei tsrar, a garge melech, a karet shel avoyna, he did the kmitza, and in this kmitza, a rock somehow came up in it, or a piece of salt, or a little piece of levina, frankincense, pasal, that passels the mincha, it passels the kmitza. Why is this? Menesha Amr, because they said, hakoimetz hayaser vehachaser, pasal. If he takes off a kmitza that's too much, or it's too little, it's missing something, it's pasal. Now we further clarify, ezu hayaser, what does it mean? He took off too much, shekmatzim bevayrots. As the kmitza was bursting, it was full, we'll explain this in a moment, vehachaser, what does it mean? It's lacking, shekmatzim bevayrots baisov, he took off the kmitza only with the tips of his fingers. And now the Mishnah finally explains, what does this mean? He did a kmitza, ketzadu oise, how is he supposed to do kmitza properly? He spreads his fingers out on the palm of his hand. So we're going to have a little bit of an audio-visual session. It's not visual because you're not going to be able to see it. You're going to do it for yourself, though, and that way you're going to be able to visualize it. So take your right hand and look at it. You see that hopefully you have five fingers. The middle three is the focus of the kmitza. Let's just call them by their Hebrew names. The thumb is the agudal. The index finger is the etzba. Middle finger is the ama. Ring finger is the kmitza. And the pinky is called the zeres. So we take those middle three fingers and just fold them over onto the palm of the hand. There's a little bit of a stretch over there. You're going to feel some of the muscles in your forearm stretching. It might be a little uncomfortable, but try to fold them over as flat as you can on the palm of your hand, basically with your thumb and your pinky sticking out. Whatever can fit inside there is a kmitza. And that has to be full. It can't be chaser. It can't be lacking. There can't be anything missing from it, but it can't be extra either. So the general idea of how to take a kaimetz is by the kohen folding over his fingers and then placing them into the bowl that has the mincha and then pulling out a scoopful. Then he takes his agudal, his thumb, and rubs out anything extra that's peeking out of his finger on that side. Then he takes his zeres, his pinky finger, and rubs out anything extra that's peeking out on that side, and whatever's left is that full kmitza. Now, this is one of the most difficult things to do in the Beis HaMikdash. As we mentioned in the previous Masechta, there's something called malika, which is how we shecht a bird in the Beis HaMikdash. That was the most difficult thing. This is one of the most difficult things, taking kmitza properly, trying to make sure that it's not yasser and it's not chaser, and there's different ways to do it, because it really depends on the mincha. Now, it really does depend, because when the kmitza is taken from the mincha, while it's still in its flour oil stage, it's really not so hard. But there are some menachas that are first baked, then crumbled into pieces, and then the kmitza is taken. It's very complicated to try to get a perfect kmitza where it's not missing anything, but it's not extra. And so bottom line is, what we just learned over here, that he has to make sure that when he's taking the kmitza, nothing else gets caught inside, not a pebble or a piece of salt or a piece of levina, because then it's going to be considered chaser, it's going to be lacking. And he also has to make sure to rub out just the perfect amount that's peeking out the edges, because then if not, it's yasser, it's extra, it's too much, and only then he has himself a perfect kmitza. And we continue discussing different psulim with menachas, riba shamna v'chisar shamna, chisar levinasa, psula. If there's either too much, too little oil, or too little levina, so then it's possible. Too much oil means at least double the amount of oil. The basic amount is one leg of oil per isarin of flour, so if there's at least double that, it's possible. And if there's a little bit less than one leg, then it's also possible. And if there's less than two pieces of levina, it's also possible. And now we get into long discussions, like we did in Masechah Zvachim, about the psulim of chutz lezmanoi and chutz lemkaimai. Just like by a regular karbon, when one of the main four avodais, which again are shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, if those are done with one or two intentions, they're possible. Now it really depends what that intention was. If the thought was that, let's say he does the shchita with the intention that he's going to either be doing the zrikas hadam, or that he's going to be eating the karbon chutz lemkaimai outside the proper place where it's allowed to be eaten. Every karbon has a limited place where it's allowed to be eaten, and his thought is, chutz lemkaimai, I'm going to eat it, or do zrikas hadam, or one of those other avodas outside the proper place it's allowed to be done, or chutz lezmanoi, he's going to do it beyond the proper time frame it's allowed to be done in. So again, the karbon's pasul. However, if he had a thought, chutz lemkaimai, it's only pasul, but if he has a thought of chutz lezmanoi, then not only is it pasul, but if somebody eats a kezias from it, that person's chayiv kares, so it's a much higher level. That's actually called pigul. That's a special word used to define when he has a thought process of chutz lezmanoi, and it's the same exact thing by a karbon mincha. If the thought process is chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkaimai, it passels it, but again, chutz lezmanoi makes it pigul, and if kezias is eaten, then he's chayiv kares. And now we're going to be seeing all these different details that have to do with this basic idea that we just said. Hakamitz mincha, if he did a kmitza of the mincha, lechol shirayah b'chutz, the thought process was that he's going to eat the shirayim, he's going to eat the leftovers outside where he's allowed to eat them, or kezias mishirayah b'chutz, or at least the kezias leftovers outside, or his thought process was lahakter kumtza b'chutz, that the kmitza that he took, he's going to be makter it outside where he's allowed to, or kezias mikumtza b'chutz, or at least the kezias of it, or lahakter levoinasa b'chutz, or he's going to be makter the levina outside. Pasul v'ein by kares, it's possible, but there's no kares. However, if his thought process was lechol shirei lemachar, that he's going to eat the leftovers tomorrow, that's chutz lezmanoi, outside the proper time frame, like kazayis misher lemachar, or kazayis of leftovers tomorrow, or lahakter comes to lemachar, kazayis comes to lemachar, his thought process was that he's going to be makter the kaimitz tomorrow, or kazayis of the kaimitz tomorrow, oi lahakter levinas lemachar, or he's going to be makter levina tomorrow. Pigle, in this case, it's pigle, v'chevon al v'kares, and if he's eaten, he's chayv kares for it. And zaklal, this is the rule, kala kaimitz, anyone who does a kamitza, that's avodah number one, v'anosim b'kli, or puts it into the kli, that's avodah number two, v'hamahalech, or he carries the kli to the mizbech, that's avodah number three, v'hamaktir, or he burns the kaimitz, that's avodah number four. And the thought process was, when he did one of these things, lechol davar shadarka lechol, that he's going to eat something which is normally eaten, v'lahakter davar shadarka lahakter, or to burn something which is supposed to be burned, chotzlum kaimai, he's going to do this outside the proper place it's allowed to be done, pasul v'ein by kares, it is pasul, but one will not receive kares for eating it. However, chutzlas mane, if the thought process is beyond the proper time frame, pigol chayavon al of kares, it's pigol, and it would be chayav kares for that. Now, here's one more factor which we have not mentioned yet. Ubalvad sheyikrav hamatir kemitzvasai, the matir has to be brought properly. The matir is that which makes the carbon kosher. So we're talking about an animal carbon, zrikas hadam, that's the matir of the carbon, and by the mincha, it's the kmitza. In other words, so the mission just said, as long as the kmitza was brought properly, so then if he had this improper thought, it's going to postulate it, and maybe it's even going to be pigol. However, if the matir wasn't brought properly, so an improper thought is not necessarily going to be an issue, at least he's not going to be chayv karis for it, because anyway, the matir wasn't brought properly. And so here we get into the details. Ketzad karva matir kemitzvasoi, what does it mean the matir was brought the way it should be done? So kamatz b'shtika, let's say he did the kmitza, he was quiet, he didn't have any improper thoughts, v'nosim b'kli v'hilich v'ekter chutzaz manoi, but when he put it into the kli, and he brought it to the mizbeach, and he was makter it, then he had the thought process of chutzlas manai. Oh, you should come at chutzlas manai, v'nosim b'klivi hilch v'ekter b'shtika. The first thing he did, the kmitza, that was with the thought process of chutzlas manai, and then the subsequent avodas, those were done quietly, meaning he didn't have any improper thoughts. Oh, or alternatively, should come at v'nosim b'klivi hilch v'ekter chutzlas manai, all of them were done with this thought process of chutzlas manai, zehu shakar v'matir kemitzvasai, that's what it means, that the matter was brought kemitzvasai, he did what he was supposed to do properly, and he just had only one improper thought of chutzlas manai along the way. Now, moving on to Mishnah Dal, this is just a continuation. Ketzad loy karva matir kemitzvasoi, what does that mean? That the matir wasn't brought properly. So in Melo, it's not going to be pigle if he has a thought of chutzlas manai. So here, it's kametz chutzlam kaimai. Let's say when he did the kemitza, his thought process was he's going to do it chutzlam kaimai, and then v'nosim klivi hilch v'ekter chutzlas manai. Afterwards, he had a thought of chutzlas manai. Or alternatively, we could say shekametz chutzlas manai, that his first thought process during the kemitza was chutzlas manai, and then v'nosim klivi hilch v'ekter chutzlam kaimai. All the subsequent avodas, he had the thought process of chutzlam kaimai, or the other way around. Everything was done with the thought process of chutzlam kaimai, or we could say minchas chayte, minchas kenais, shekmatzon shalai lishman, both by minchas chayte and minchas kenais, that he did kmitza shalai lishma, and that passels it. And then v'nasim b'chli, v'yilech v'hekter chutzaz manon, afterwards his thought process was chutzaz manoi, or alternatively, shekmatz chutzaz manon, the kmitza was done chutzlaz manoi, v'nasim b'chli, v'yilech v'hekter shalai lishman, and then afterwards, the subsequent avodas, the thought process was shalai lishmai, or shekmatz v'nasim b'chli, v'yilech v'hekter shalai lishman, or everything was done with the thought process of shalai lishma. So in all these cases, zehu shalai karva matir kemitzvasai, this is considered the matir was not brought properly. That's because he had another improper thought when he was doing the avayda. Therefore, his thought of chutzlas manai doesn't make it pigle because he also had another improper thought. Now, let's say his thought process was as follows. Lechol kezayis b'chutz u'kezayis l'machar. That he's going to eat a kezayis outside and a kezayis tomorrow. So that's basically a thought process of chutzlas manai and chutzlam kaimai, or kezayis l'machar u'kezayis b'chutz. Or his thought process was kechatzi zayis b'chutz u'kechatzi that he was going to eat half of a kezayis outside and have a kezayis tomorrow, or half a kezayis tomorrow and have a kezayis outside. Pasul v'ein by kares, here also it's only pasul and there's no chi of kares because there's another thought process of psul along with the chutzlas manai one. Now Amar Yehuda, Yehuda comes along to argue zaklal, this is the rule, im achshavas hazman kadmal achshavas hamakam pigol v'chayavon al kares. If his first improper thought was chutzlas manai and that came before the thought process of chutzlam kaimai, so then it's pegel, and one would be chayv kares for eating it. It's only v'machshavas hamakayim kadam machshavas hazman pasul ve'in by kares. If his thought process of makayim came before the thought process of zman, so then it's pasul and there's no kares. Harachamim and Chacham argue, and they say zev is a pasul ve'in by kares. In both cases, it's pasul, but there's no kares, and that's because, again, according to the Chachamim, which is who the Mishnah is like before Rabbi Yehuda came along, and that's what we were learning the entire time. There's only allowed to be one improper thought of chutzlas zmanay the entire time, and only then it's pigle and one would be chayv kares for that. And we conclude something everybody agrees with. Lechol kechatzi zayis u'lahakter chatzi zayas. His thought process was that he's going to eat half a gazayas and be makter half a gazayas with an improper thought. Kosher, it's kosher. She'ein achil of aktar mitstarfin, because we can't combine a thought process of half a gazayas eating and half a gazayas of aktara, and therefore it's kosher. Now we can discuss the psul of chutz lezmanoi, that if one of the avoidus of the carbon mincha were done with a thought process that, let's say, it's going to be eaten or the haktar is going to be done beyond the proper time frame it's allowed to be done in, that's chutz lezmanoi. So then it's pigle, and if one eats from it, they're chayv kares. And key that we had learned in the previous parak was that we have to have the matir brought properly. The thing that's matir, the mincha to be eaten, that has to be done properly, and then we could say that there's a psul of pigle. So Mishnah Alf tells us, Hakam is the mincha lecho shi'areo el haktar kumtzel machar. He did a kmitza to the mincha with the intention that he's going to eat the leftovers or be matir that kaimetz tomorrow, chutz lezmanoi. So Maidin Rabbi Yossi bezeshu pigle v'chavon al kares. Rabbi Yossi agrees in this case that it is pigle and won't be chayv kares for eating it. However, here's what Rabbi Yossi argues. Let's say he did the kmitza and his intention was that he's going to bring the levina, the frankincense, the spice that's added later on, that he's going to bring that tomorrow. Chutz lezmanoi. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, he tells us, pasul ve'ein by kares. It's pasul, but there's no kares. Whereas v'chamer and v'cham argue that pigle v'chavon al kares. It's pigle and one would be chayv kares for this. And Amrulai the Chum told Rabbi Yossi, Mashan Azumin Azevach. Why is this different than a regular carbon? If a person shechs a carbon with intention that he's going to be makter the emurim, the sacrificial parts, tomorrow, that's pigle, then why is that any different having his thought process by mincha regarding the levina? So Amrulahem Rabbi Yossi told them, Shav Zevach, Dama Yubsar Vemur of Echad. An animal carbon, its blood, meat, and emurim are all considered like part of the carbon. The sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach is matir, one to eat the meat and the emurim, so it's all considered like one. However, levina, inamina mincha, levina is not part and parcel of the mincha. It has to be brought along with it, but if for whatever reason he brought the levina separately than the kmitza, it's still kosher, and therefore an improper thought of chutz lezmanoi regarding the levina does not make it pigle. It possels it, but it doesn't make it pigle. Moving on to Mishnah Beis with another machlokes of Chomer Rabbi Yossi, nothing to do with menachos, just regarding a psol of another carbon. Shachat shnei kvasim lechol achas menachalas lemachar. Let's say he shechted the two kvasim, the two lambs that are shechted on Shavuos, and his intention was that he's going to eat one of the chalos tomorrow. We know that there's two chalos, and these are actually chametz that were brought on Shavuos as part of the kabbarns on Shavuos. And so his thought process when he's shechting the two kvasim is that he's going to eat one of the chalos tomorrow. That's chutz lezmanoi. Or hikter shnei bazichin lechol echem nasudar lemachar. Shnei bazichin is referring to two spoons of levina, frankincense, that are brought along with the lechem upon him every single week. And these sedarim are basically the two stacks of lechem upon him. Each one is called a seder. So we have two sedarim, two stacks of lechem upon him, six and six. So when he was being makter to the two bazichim, his thought process was that one of the sedarim, one of the stacks, is going to be eaten tomorrow. Rabbi Yossi says, Oisa chala ve'oisa seder shechishev alav pigol v'chev anol v'kares v'asheni pasul ve'im v'kares. It's only that chala or that seder that he thought about improperly, that's pigol, and one's going to be chayv kares for eating it. But the other one that he didn't think about is pasul, and he's not chayv kares for. However, Chama argued that no, zevazeh pigol v'chev anol v'kares. Both are pigol, and one would be chayv kares for them. That's because all considered like one carbon. Now we have another machlokes. Nitmes achas min achalos ay echem na sedarim. Let's say one of the chalos became tamei, or one of the sedarim of lechem upon became tamei. So Yehuda Amar, he says shnei miyesul b'sisreifa. Both of them have to be burned. She'ein carbon sibur chaluk, because we can't split a carbon sibur. These things aren't private; they're considered sibur, and therefore we can't split that half of it as this din and half of it as that din. So everything has to be burned, even the part that didn't become tamei. Or zachamar lecham say no. Hatamei b'tumase v'atari yachel. Whatever is tamei, and that's burned, but the tar part is still allowed to be eaten. We can discuss in karbanos, which have multiple parts, and how pigle could affect them. So the Mishnah tells us, Hatoida mefagelas is alechem, v'alechem einoi mefagelas hatoida. We know that carbon taida comes along with lechamim, 40 different types of breads. It's four types, each that has 10 loaves. That's a total of 40. So what we just learned is that the carbon taida can be mefagel its bread, but the bread cannot be mefagel the taida. Ketzad, how is this? So hashechtes hatoida lechol men lemachar. If he shechts the carbon taida with intention that he's going to eat from it tomorrow, that's a classic case of pigle, with a machshav of chutz lezmanoi. So he v'halechem mefugalin. Not only is the carbon itself, but also the breads that come along as an accompaniment, they're also pigle. Whereas let's say he shechted it with intention lechol men lechem lemachar, to eat from the bread tomorrow. So over here, alechem mefugal v'atoida ain't mefugalis. Only the bread is pigle and not the carbon itself. That's because the lechamim are secondary to the carbon, not the other way around. So when he has his improper thought regarding the main thing, regarding the carbon, regarding the taida, so that automatically possels the bread. But if he only has a thought about the bread is possel, but the carbon itself is fine. Similarly, when we're talking about the carbon of Shavuos that we had in the previous Mishnayos, we have two kvasim that come along with two breads. Hakvasim mefagelas alechem, v'alechem ain't mefagelas hakvasim. The lambs, they're mefagel the bread, but the bread is mefagel the lambs. Ketzad has his work. Hashachas hakvasim lechem hein lemachar, hishachta the lambs with intention to eat from them tomorrow, heim v'halachem fugalin, both them and the bread is pigal. Whereas if his thought process was lechol min halachem l'machar, to eat from the bread tomorrow, halachem fugal v'akvasim einu fugalim, the only bread is pigal, the lambs themselves are not pigal. Moving on to Mishnah Dad with something similar, hazevach mefagal tanasachin, mishakotchu b'kli, a regular carbon that became pigal because of his improper thought of chutzlizman, is going to be mefagal the nesachim, the wine libations that come along with it, once they were already put into a kli sharis and they became kadosh, divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. However, v'anesachin einon mefagal nesazevach, the nesachim are not mefagal the carbon. Ketzad has his work, hashach hazevach lachom min l'machar, if she saches a carbon with intention to eat from it tomorrow, who unesachim mefugalin, it and the wine libations that come along with it are pigal. Whereas his thought process was lahakrav min anesachim l'machar, that he's going to be makrav the nesachim tomorrow, sanesachim mefugalin v'azevach einon mefugal, only nesachim are pigal, but not the carbon itself. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.